Let's go to Jenny O'Sullivan. Jenny, I hope you were there.
Yes, Mary, good morning.
Loud and clear. Jenny, you're coming on to talk to us about this ghost ship that ran aground in Ballycotton in County Cork last year. It's now disintegrating, parts of it are being washed away, and the cost of repair is pretty huge. Just remind us about the ghost ship, first of all, and then what has followed.
Well, the MV Alta made, I suppose, international headlines last year when she appeared on the coastline of outside Ballycotton. And what was extraordinary about her was that she had been unmanned and adrift and had made her way across the North Atlantic in the previous 17 months. Apparently, she had been abandoned. Tell you a little about her. She was a 45-year-old freighter built in Norway, but over the five decades had ended up in a succession of owners, and in around August 2018 she was on her way from Piraeus to Haiti when she'd engine trouble, and in the face of Hurricane Leslie had to be rescued by the American Coast Guard. She was abandoned, and it was a year later before she was seen by the HMS Protector of the West Coast of Africa. And then on the 17th of February last year, a jogger out running came upon this extraordinary sight of this ship wrecked on the rocky coastline there near Ballycotton.
And it was quite the attraction for people coming to see this ghost ship. But of course, where you have a ghost ship, you're going to have problems.
Well, I suppose the initial concern was that perhaps there was a cargo on board that might cause immediate pollution to the area. It needed to be secured. Cork County Council carried out a number of mitigating measures, including removing about 90 oil barrels from her in a very dramatic operation using Scottish contractors, well used to oil rigs, who airlifted the barrels from the ship. There's been a number of inspections since, and the most recent one was an inventory of hazardous material, which was carried out at Christmas. And in a statement on the anniversary of her arrival here, the council pointed out that they're continuing to talk to the government departments, of which there are many involved in her future, and they are signalling that they may need funding assistance in the event of a significant intervention being required. Now, I suppose that hasn't arisen yet, but it's interesting to see that now that the year and a day which is given to the receiver of wreck to try and find her owner, that has now passed. The national director the director of the National Museum in Dublin has 30 days to decide whether she has any historical or archaeological or artistic value. And if that is decided, which is more than likely, that decision will be made, the future of the MV Alta will then lie in the hands of the Transport Minister.
Because, Jenny, there is a problem. It would be a multi-million euro problem, I suppose, and that is, what is going to happen to the vessel and who's going to foot the bill?
Well, that is the multi-million euro question, Mary. I suppose Michael Hodnett, who is with Brand Marine, he's one of the world's best-known salvage and wreck removal experts. He had a look at it last year, and from his perspective, he said it could cost an estimated 10 million plus to remove her. She's in a very, very isolated area, and in order to remove her by land or even by sea would be highly complicated. As he said at the time, I mean, there is no value in her. It's not possible to float her. If you were to cut her apart and take away the metal, there's no value in her metal. So he posed the question at the time, would a state be prepared to spend over 10 million euro to remove an eyesore? And I suppose that is the question. If it comes to that, will they be prepared to do it?
All right. Jenny, thank you very much. Jenny O'Sullivan there. We can go back to Rachel. Sorry about that, Rachel. No sign of Tommy. So let's go to Jenny O'Sullivan. Jenny, I hope you were there.
Yes, Mary, good morning.
Loud and clear. Jenny, you're coming on to talk to us about this ghost ship that ran aground in Ballycotton in County Cork last year. It's now disintegrating, parts of it are being washed away, and the cost of repair is pretty huge. Just remind us about the ghost ship, first of all, and then what has followed.
Well, the MV Yalta made, I suppose, international headlines last year when she appeared on the coastline of outside Ballycotton. And what was extraordinary about her was that she had been unmanned and adrift and had made her way across the North Atlantic in the previous 17 months. Apparently, she had been abandoned. Tell you a little about her. She was a 45-year-old freighter built in Norway, but over the 5 decades had ended up in a succession of owners, and in around August 2018 she was on her way from Piraeus to Haiti when she'd engine trouble and in the face of Hurricane Leslie had to be rescued by the American Coast Guard. She was abandoned and it was a year later before she was seen by the HMS Protector of the West Coast of Africa. And then on the 17th of February last year, a jogger out running came upon this extraordinary sight of this ship wrecked on the rocky coastline there near Ballycotton.
And it was quite the attraction for people coming to see this ghost ship. But of course, where you have a ghost ship, you're going to have problems.
Well, I suppose the initial concern was that perhaps there was a cargo on board that might cause immediate pollution to the area. It needed to be secured. Cork County Council carried out a number of mitigating measures, including removing about 90 oil barrels from her in a very dramatic operation using Scottish contractors well used to oil rigs who airlifted the barrels from the ship. There's been a number of inspections since, and the most recent one was an inventory of hazardous material which was carried out at Christmas. And in a statement on the anniversary of her arrival here, the council pointed out that they're continuing to talk to the government departments, of which there are many involved in her future, and they are signalling that they may need funding assistance in the event of a significant intervention being required. Now, I suppose that hasn't arisen yet, but it's interesting to see that now that the year and a day which is given to the receiver of wreck to try and find her owner, that has now passed. The national director of, or the director of the National Museum in Dublin has 30 days to decide whether she has any historical or archaeological or artistic value. And if that is decided, which is more than likely, that decision will be made, the future of the MV Yalta will then lie in the hands of the Transport Minister.
Because, Jenny, there is a problem. It would be a multi-million euro problem, I suppose. And that is, what is going to happen to the vessel and who's going to foot the bill?
Well, that is the multi-million euro question, Mary. I suppose Michael Hodnett, who is with Brand Marine, he's one of the world's best-known salvage and wreck removal experts. He had a look at it last year, and from his perspective, he said it could cost an estimated 10 million plus to remove her. She's in a very, very isolated area, and in order to remove her by land or even by sea would be highly complicated. As he said at the time, I mean, there is no value in her. It's not possible to float her. If you were to cut her apart and take away the metal, there's no value in her metal. So he posed the question at the time, would a state be prepared to spend over 10 million euro to remove an eyesore? And I suppose that is the question. If it comes to that, will they be prepared to do it?
All right. Jenny, thank you very much. Jenny O'Sullivan there.